This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Tushar Bhattacharya. He is an electrical engineer. He works at Intersil in Palm Bay, but he's also a meditation teacher with the Art of Living Foundation. One thing that I didn't know is that you offer free meditation sessions twice a month at the library?
That's right, Terry. Thank you, first of all, for having me here. I have the meditation sessions every other Tuesday at 12 noon, and it's at the DSL on the second floor.
And it's free and open to the public? And
absolutely, for everyone who wants to join us, for students, staff, faculty.
And how long are the sessions?
The sessions are about 30 minutes, I would say. The meditation itself would be around 10 to 15 minutes. I usually start off with some gentle stretching, some movement to get the restlessness out of the way. Then I do a little bit of breathing, some breathing techniques that help settle the mind, and then we go into meditation.
It's very popular now. Are your sessions well attended?
It is. Actually, since the start, we have been seeing great response from people. Students come out in good numbers, also the faculty and staff. Yeah, and people are enjoying it.
That's very good to know.
Yeah.
There's a special event that will happen on April 19th. It starts at 5:30, Sustainable Happiness. Tell us a little bit about this.
Each one of us is looking for something in our life, something very basic, whether it's our work or through relationships. We're looking for some sense of freedom, some kind of happiness, some satisfaction. And yet it seems to elude us every now, once in a while. So what is way to, you know, reach that happiness, how to reach a sustainable form of happiness? That is what this talk is going to be about. And we'll have Rajesh Jagesia, who is a teacher from India. He's actually been teaching with the Art of Living Foundation, which is an educational organization present in many countries over the world. And he has been traveling and teaching in different countries, teaching people how to meditate, how to relax their mind, empowering young people in universities, and also teaching outside in communities, giving talks on meditation and about the mind. I have been with him for about 2 years. I took a course with him, and that's how I first met him. And I have always been impressed by the way he delivers spontaneously on any topic. He would answer your questions in a practical way. And the meditations that he leads are simply out of this world.
Very exciting. So we hope everyone will come out on April 19th at 5:30. It will be where in the library?
So it would be at the DSL, which is on the second floor of the events library. It's Wednesday, April 19th at 5:30 p.m.
And do they need to pre-register?
No, it's open to all, so they can just come in at 5:30 p.m.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Once again, this is Sustainable Happiness on April 19th, 5:30 at the Evans Library. And if you would like more information, I'm sure you could give the Evans Library a call.
Absolutely. And I would also like to thank Nancy Garmer, who is organizing this event for all of us. And Nancy would be the perfect person to reach out, or myself, for any information that you need.
The talk, April 19th, by Rajesh Jagesia, Sustainable Happiness, is part of Earth Week. The library has organized events on campus in partnership with SOSA, the Student Organization for Sustainable Action. You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.